This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy!
It is the Chicagoverse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists in industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Dynasty Podcast, live from Dynasty Studios in Pilsen, in the podcast studio that Miguel Martin, shout out Transit, the DJ, helped me build here recently. And speaking of the DJ world, Phi Tang, a.k.a. Fives, back here on the podcast returning. How you doing, man?
I'm good. It's good to be back. Just a lot going on in my life, but it's definitely always good to catch up with you. And
you know, everybody we had on tonight, Anna Reset and Chuck Anderson, who just left a moment ago, and you, it's like all three of you, I feel like I could have easily done 2 hours with, just because of everything that all of you guys have going on.
I wanted to hear more.
And it's like
from all of them sitting back there is...
Well, for me, it's always, especially the person who goes last, I'm always watching the clock, because the last thing I want to do is keep the person who's sitting there waiting to go at the end of the night, you know, waiting until like 10:45, and I'm like, please arrive at 8:45, and you're just like, what the...
I thoroughly enjoyed that, and I mean, I could have listened for hours.
Well, that's good.
So many amazing stories. And,
yeah.
I mean, those are some tough acts to follow here.
No, man, but I mean, you have a lot. I mean, I say this to everybody, but I try to book people who have a lot going on. You have a lot happening, and you are somebody who, you know, obviously we have known each other in the scene and through, you know, our mutual friends like Michael, obviously, like, you know, your wife, Danny. I've done projects with, you know, having her on the podcast a bunch. I mean, we've just known each other for a long time.
Right, yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like I have seen you go from being like, you know, somebody who I saw existing, I think, primarily in the nightlife space, which is not to discount that, because that's a huge accomplishment. But then, at this point in 2019, I feel like you are doing so much where nightlife's part of it, but it's not just nightlife anymore.
Yeah, I think that everything just... I mean... Every market becomes saturated, and for me, it just really, I just wanted something more, and I want to give the audience something more, especially in this day and age where everything is just a lot of times cut and dry, like, oh, the artist, hey, how many, you know, tickets can you sell, and how many bottles can you sell? That's what we're going to book you. My whole take to really integrate much more than just that really kind of... that became my goal, and that's what I really wanted to do, was to integrate visual arts and to integrate photography, integrate, you know, food, something different that appeals to all the senses. Because, I mean, if you go to a festival, you all your senses are really appealed to. And I think that in this day and age where everything, you know, like, you know, Anna and Chuck, is, you know, especially Anna spoke about, it was... how oversaturated the market was with just, you know, one thing, and everything lives on digital media. They forget that there's the actual experiential side of, you know, being with your friends, you know, sharing
the real life experience
food,
of going.
That. And also, you know, just being real and showcasing people that have talent, whether they have 100 followers or 100,000 followers. It's really about that. And, you know, recently this past, or 2 days ago, we did a boat party, and we had some amazing, amazing artists come on board that just played music that I've never heard of, like, ever. And it's discovering all these young kids that have a similar passion and a similar mindset. And the same goes for photography. You know, just finding those pockets of up-and-comers and people that are super talented, and giving them that leverage to get their work out. And that is kind of become one of my goals. Mm-hmm. In the next steps that I'm taking in my new projects, whatever those may be, I'm still kind of flushing a few things out. But yeah, I mean,
you know. And there's so much I want to pick apart in there, and so much I want to talk about in the photo, the nightlife, all this kind of stuff. But, you know, I guess let's back up just a little bit. You know, as you have been expanding and branching out into photography and visual work, and like you said, wanting to, you know, I think take a larger view of these kind of things. Were you feeling like at a point it was just like kind of the same thing in nightlife? Were there venues, were there promoters who were just kind of looking to produce the same event night after night, or looking for the same experience? And like, I don't know, did you ever feel like, okay, I've already done this?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone goes through that funk, with especially within the creative industry, nightlife industry. That's kind of why I started that Noctuary Night that integrated a lot of different elements. And it wasn't just, hey, I book a DJ, buy your ticket here, you know,
hit up this
promoter for $5 off.
Sure.
I mean, sure, that happened. But the way we really worked and operated was in a family sense, and we allowed everyone involved to take ownership of the events. So instead of just, hey, this is who we're booking and, you know, this is the fee and all of that, we would allow them to have a platform like, hey, you know, who do you think we should book to open, or what would you think is cool? And instead of becoming a promoter, they were ambassadors. And I do think that, you know, there is a need for that in order to drive the culture that's needed to really further.
Well, it becomes about community.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think like everything comes down to community in my eyes, I think.
Well, I 100%, because I see, you know, the work that you've done, the work that you've done with Dom, the work, you know, anything you're involved in nightlife and even in the photography scene, it's like, I feel like you're always about bringing other people in. That's always mm-hmm. the sense that I've gotten from you and all of your projects and all of your collaborators, is that like you're looking for the next group of people who you can bring in, help raise them up, and like, and not keep it this gatekeepers kind of thing where it's just like,
yeah,
you want to, you know, like the Ron yep. Burgundy, like, you know, we've been doing the same party for 20 years. Like, you yeah. don't want to do that.
I'll tell you what, the best way of learning is to teach someone.
Yes, and 100%.
By doing that, by teaching someone and fostering and helping them grow, you learn so many things, like little nuances, things that you never would have even, you know, wouldn't have crossed your mind.
Yeah.
And it was working with all of these, you know, other people and collaborating with all these different entities, not just with music, but with art, with photography, with, you know, there's just such a world of, you know, now there's like visual arts, and it's crazy right now. That was my college. That's my college. And that's how I learned the most. That's, I take away so much more from all these people that I'm mentoring and taking under my wing.
Yeah.
Than I could have ever learned in, you know, any other school. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's everything you're saying is dead on. I teach over at Columbia, and I say that every podcast, but it's like teaching there the last 6 years, I'm fully aware that I have stayed so much more connected mm-hmm. and informed about so many things that I just would not have had an awareness of, or maybe not have had as in depth of a entry point into, if I didn't have 80 students per semester
Absolutely.
Who I'm learning from. And I mean, it is the biggest cliche to be like, oh my God, they teach me. But it's yeah. like, it's incredibly true.
Yeah. They ask you questions that you would have never thought to.
Yeah. Or like, they bring stuff up and they're like, you know, do you watch this YouTube channel, or, you know, did you hear about this thing? And I'm like, I didn't, I'm old.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah. like,
that's why it'll happen yeah. to you one day too. But for now, tell me what's going on.
Yep.
Yeah. So you know, and we did a chat about this a couple years ago at this point at the Hard Rock Hotel when it was still the Hard Rock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, because you were doing a photography event.
Yep.
And I feel like that was when you were newer into the photography world. But I feel like now you're really established. You have this very strong visual voice that's very defined. Talk about, you know, the work you're doing with the image. Remind us what the image is for anybody who doesn't know, but talk about the work you're doing in the visual space and how you have branched out into that and really defined that identity there.
Well, the image started out, I mean, I picked up Instagram for real and, like, I would say legit around 4 or 5 years ago right now. And that's when we started all these pages that would feature, you know, works from people around the world. And that was kind of the community. It was a photography community, and it just kind of grew. My whole goal was not just to feature artists and just be like, okay, let's get a bunch of likes. I really wanted Sure. there to be some sort of goodwill aspect to it. So the way the image started was, you know, we would feature photos, and then we would ask these artists for permission and then sell prints of their work and then donate the proceeds towards charity. And
that's fantastic.
And it kind of took a halt. It got started and, you know, things were going well. We were doing meetups everywhere. We're, you know, networking with a bunch of other partners, but everything just kind of got stopped when I took on the job in nightlife. And that kind of, you know, that was like a full-time job.
Was that the mid?
It was at the mid.
Yeah, RIP.
Yeah, RIP the mid. But it just took up so much time that I couldn't actively and wholeheartedly put myself into the image and the mid. So I kind of made a choice there. And everything that I did went into the mid, and the image just kind of like stopped. So since the mid closed, again, RIP the mid.
RIP the mid, yeah, yeah.
I've had a chance to really take a step back and kind of reassess everything and the direction I want to take, not only my creative career, but also professionally, like how do I want to position the image so that it can actually accomplish what it initially was set out to do, which is to help certain organizations and to eventually build and become an organization itself in aiding and helping underprivileged kids is what I'm actually aiming for right now.
That's incredible. I didn't realize that there was that philanthropic of a goal because, I mean, looking at it, you know, as somebody who knows you and then, of course, follows your work, I was seeing that, you know, on the surface, it's like, okay, wow, they've got 277,000 followers, and the work on this profile, if you go to Instagram.com/theimaged or look up the imaged on Instagram, the work is incredible. It's staggering. Like, it's just really high quality. But I didn't realize that there was so much of an emphasis on, you know, giving back or helping other people through this channel. That's really incredible.
Yep. So, yeah. So that was the end goal. Again, everything kind of halted. So it did go back into becoming just a feature page for a little bit. But I, you know, coming back into it and realizing that I still have this platform and this voice, I really wanted to do some good with it right now and figure out a way to do it. And, you know, I think that right now we have a big enough network and a lot of those people that are on there, I actually know personally and I've met, or they've come through Chicago and I've been able to meet them. And it's just become this really caring community. And a lot of people have offered up a lot of positive feedback to it. And I feel like if I don't take advantage of that right now to do and to make, you know, as cliche as it sounds, to make this world a better place, you know, it's just a wasted opportunity.
Sure.
And we've got over 7 million people tagging us right now across the world.
That's insane.
That have used that. Everything is just kind of falling into place. And I feel like we have to kind of capitalize and work together with the network that we've built to kind of take everything to that next level.
Did you have any inkling, you know, when you were primarily in the nightlife space and you were like flirting with photography that this concept was going to have that kind of reach?
It did. Personally, I started photography and this page just to kind of prove that I could do something totally different, unrelated to what I was, you know, doing with music and, you know, the venues and the groups. I just wanted something that was my own. And I was like, I can do this. And just to prove that. And I kind of knew that it was going to take off, but not in the way that it really did. And right now, you know, a series of events have kind of just re-sparked a lot of that. And yeah, I think it's just really rewarding to see how far it's come, and I'm kind of humbled by everything.
Well, and you have this series that you have been producing. I think it just wrapped up, Chai-ception.
Yeah.
Tricep. It's something I was like, I know what this word is, and I know all of a sudden I was like, oh no, I'm not going to be able to say this right. Chai-ception.
Yeah.
Talk about what that is, because that's something you've been producing as of late.
Yeah. So since a mid-close and I took a little step back from everything, I fell into this weird funk where, you know, I wasn't very creative. I wasn't going out. My mom got diagnosed with cancer in March. I appreciate that. And I fell into this really dark place and I didn't really want to do anything. And I thought, you know, it was fine in the beginning. It was like, I'll be strong. And I never really thought that I would fall victim to, you know, depression and really needing some sort of outlet and catharsis to help myself mentally. So,
but those are heavy concepts.
Yeah.
You know, like dealing with this kind of family medical issue and then also having this venue that you poured your heart in. So, I mean, it's a lot. And that's how it happens in life a lot where it's like,
absolutely.
You know, it's not one thing that goes wrong. It's three or five things that go wrong, unfortunately, which is really unfair.
It is. It is. It's always unfair, but it's, you know, looking at everything, you know, it really pushed me and it's helping me become a better person because not only am I juggling all of that and battling those demons, but I'm actually driven to go out and be inspired by other things. So once everything started landing on me and started hitting hard, I made the decision just to go out, wander around the city by myself during the free time, whatever time that I did have available in between taking my mom to the hospital and taking care of her. I would try to read as much as I can, take in as much creative inspiration as I can. I looked up a bunch of cinematographers, like, and that really, really sparked a new creative outlet, a new creative direction for what I was doing. And Chai-ception was a follow-up series to Chicago, because it got to a point on my Instagram feed where I was just, I hated all my edits. I didn't like anything I was doing. I felt like I was just doing it just to go through the motions, and nothing was really inspired, and everything looked different, and I would be in like a weird funk one day and something would look like this, and the next day in Megapost it looked totally different. And I got to a point where I'm just gonna like, I wanted to hone in on something that would showcase a certain creative direction, but in a series and like a tightened up package. And I realized that I couldn't just be all over the place. And that's one thing that's helped me a lot. So the first one I did was Chicago, where it was a group of just 9 pictures that were just bundled together, because I was just kind of feeling that look. I forgot which, there's a movie that I was watching and I hate that I can't remember it right now, but that was the first kind of series. And all of a sudden I got, you know, hit up by a bunch of people. They're like, this is amazing. I really like how you did all
really
this.
Good.
It was finally something cohesive, and it kind of drove me to think a little further, like, what else can I do to put together a cohesive look that would mean something to me, but also come off to my audience as something that is recognizable, and, you know, that, you know, it wasn't just like, oh, I can't tell if this is him or not.
Sure.
And
it'd be distinctly yours.
Yeah. And, you know, I was inspired by a few photographers, one from Russia, 19 Tones, and like I said, a bunch of cinematography. So, of course, you know, the Inception movie was where I got kind of that concept, because I was, you know, wandering around the city and I had this, you know, cheap $10 prism. And of course, it's been used, you know, numerous times in portrait photography and everything. But I wanted to see what would happen if I just used one prism and just, you know, held it up to a lens, and if I was able to, you know, I knew that it would be able to refract light, but what if I refracted an entire cityscape onto, you know, just using a single image without Photoshop, and come up with a series that was unique and different for me? And, you know, Shyception was it. It was, you know, a balance of that. And also there was a deeper meaning to actually beyond just the movie Inception. Inception, it really speaks to seeing things in a different way.
Sure.
You know, planning an idea. And that's kind of where I was at mentally, with all that was going on with my family. I just really needed new perspectives and new outlets and new ways to see and view the world and appreciate what's around me. And that drove me to go out and take pictures again, instead of just, you know, staying cooped up for days on end, which was the case. It was like, if I wasn't taking care of my mom, I would be at, you know, be at my home in Skokie, like just kind of wallowing, and I just wasn't really motivated. And these series kind of gave me new life to actually want to go out there, to meet new people, to get inspired by different things.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, everything you're saying, I think that this is such a great outlet. And I mean, the series, which people can find on your Instagram Fives, which is Phives. I mean, both series, the Chicago and the Shyception, are really impressive, and they're really, like, I think very well done.
Thank you.
But I also, I understand where you're coming from, of like, you kind of maybe hit a wall, or one thing's not around anymore, and then, or things go wrong, and you go like, I need to find some other way to create, because that's what's going to open up some new pathways in your brain and connect you to new ideas and people. And then, you know, and that's of course the whole thing that makes things better.
Right? Yeah. 100%.
And we know these things, but it's like, it's one thing to know that, it's another thing to get off the couch and go
done, for
do
sure.
It. For sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you've been doing this, and you've been doing work with Sony, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you're an ambassador for Sony?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of the Alpha Imaging Collective members.
And what does that mean?
So I believe there's about 100 now, maybe more of us around the world. And essentially what we are, we're a collective of photographers that have clout within the social media space. So we are that balance between, you know, those social media mavens and also photographers. And we are basically their, you know, as it says, their ambassador. And it's just been an amazing program that I was, you know, fortunate enough for them to hit me up about. And, you know, it's just an amazing program that I can't speak highly enough about. The support that they provide, the events that they throw for both us and also people that are looking to get into photography, to, you know, professionals.
Sure.
They just have this huge network. So they've got the Alpha Collective, which is all of us, which in the social media space. And then they've got the Artisans, which are a handful of people that shoot for Nat Geo, that shoot the White House and, you know, shoot professional NFL sports. Yeah. So what they do is every year they have this summit of sorts called Sony Condo, and that's coming up in August, which they invite all of us to. And it's an opportunity for all of us to get together and pick each other's brains. And it's just this really awesome creative gathering where, you know, you kind of just vibe off each other. And, you know,
I mean, that sounds amazing.
Yeah. It's really, really great. And this year it's in Oregon for the first time. And I mean, last time we went to, I mean, there was just, it was just like stage setups, like models. You could shoot underwater. They had things there. And
it just sounds inspiring and rewarding, though. And I feel like, again, without trying to put words in your mouth, I have to imagine that these kind of things are just helping you, like, you know, find new inspiration and find new energy.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And, you know, I was, again, fortunate enough that, you know, Sony has a program where they take their ambassadors to various spots around the world.
Yeah.
And the most recent one was New Zealand, which is really great. Another local Chicago guy, Mike Myers, was there, along with, you know, so many other talented Sony collective members, like Connor, Ashley, Ovek. There's so many people that, I mean, I could just list off there. But I was fortunate enough to be invited to go to Tokyo with them.
Oh, my God.
And that was my most recent trip with them. And that was just such an incredible experience, just being there, not only with Sony, but also with all the people that they invited that were also Sony collective members, and kind of playing off of them and being in, you know, just visiting Tokyo. The first time we were there, we were in Tokyo was with Porn and Chicken, actually. Right. We DJed there in Shibuya.
I feel like I remember that.
And I mean, that was a hell of an awesome time, and I'll, you know, those are memories I'll never forget. But going,
I was gonna
back
say,
there,
do you remember though?
Oh, I don't know if Orville does. Well, I don't.
Yeah, Orville, I believe, doesn't remember those. I have seen Orville at the end of a night after like an event.
Phenomenal.
Yes,
he was a majestic creature out in Tokyo. But
that's funny.
Going back there with Sony, with a camera, and seeing things in a different way for a different creative purpose was really, really something special to do, just because, you know, we would be networking with, you know, 10 other photographers from across the country and playing off of them. And they're all different. They all have different eyes, and we're wandering around the streets of Tokyo, which is already just sensory overload.
Sure. Yeah. Just such a great visual destination.
You're there with a camera, and you have no idea what the fuck to shoot, 'cause there's so much shit everywhere. Like, you look up and there's this awesome streetway with all these neons, and then you see Godzilla,
it's
this giant Godzilla, like, you know, on top of there. And it was absolutely surreal. But seeing and experiencing that with all these like-minded creatives within the photography space was a learning experience in itself, but also, you know, just, it was just great to know that, hey, you know, there's people that, you know, see the world that you see and are going through a lot of stuff that you're going. And a lot of support that I've received was actually through the Instagram and photography community throughout this whole process, with, you know, my mom, which we're still undergoing, another Sony Imaging Collective member, Catherine Dyer, is a she's a cancer survivor herself, and she's one of the first people to hit me up on Instagram, and we've never even met in person. And, you know, the support that everyone has provided me on that network, it has been just been,
it's got to be invaluable.
It's unreal. And I mean, going back to Tokyo, it was just, you know, we would be there and you would learn so much stuff, and you would teach all these other people things. And it's crazy because you would have, you know, just so many different eyes looking at different things. And it was really, really great to, you know, that Sony, you know, allowed us to and grant us the opportunity to go out there and to, you really, really capture that.
I mean, that's incredible. And you're going to continue, obviously, being part of that program, I
assume. Of course. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, you know, now that you have, you know, it feels like your photography spark has been kind of re-sparked. Terrible phrasing. But you know what I mean? Like, that's been reignited, and you have this great opportunity with Sony. Like, what's next for you? What else is on the horizon for you as you are, you know, looking at newer projects or other things?
I think I still have a lot of work to do creatively. I know that everyone always says that you're your own worst critic, but I feel like I'm at a point where I should just kind of take that next step. I've always kind of been the behind the scenes person. And right now I feel like with everything that I'm doing, I want to take that next creative leap and see where it takes me. I've always kind of been hiding and apprehensive to everything. But right now I just want to get everything out there. And, you know, just like Chuck talked about before, I don't think you could have put it and said it any better. It's like, you know, you got to be kidding. If you don't want that limelight, you want to get your work out there. And it's not necessarily, I mean, it's not in like a self-centered way to say, it's also providing art. Anytime I DJ now, I really want to play the stuff that I want to play, and I want to entertain people. I want to provide some sort of art that people actually enjoy and talk about and spread and share. And with, I think, my upcoming projects, I really hope to do that. And I also aim to take all the creative backing that I have to foster a new program, which is in the works, and it's not quite ready yet, but I'm sure once it's fully fleshed out, I'll be back on here talking to you about it.
I mean, you know,
but like, it is giving back to the community, specifically here in Chicago, and it's a big undertaking that I'm trying to finalize right now. So there's just like a few steps left, a couple, you know, legal matters, but after that, I think that this is a really great program that's going to help a lot of people take full use of everything that I've kind of picked up along the way. So it'll be like a culmination of everything at once. And, you know, hopefully it works.
I'm excited to see what form that takes and what that looks like when it's all fully constructed and put together.
Me too.
But man, Fai Tang, like, you've had this awesome career and you've gotten to do so much in the music and nightlife and now the visual world. And you've done a lot of cool creative work, man. You have been somebody who, you're right, like, I think you have been kind of like the guy behind the guy a little bit, you know, which is not to diminish it, but it's just like, you have been the guy who's like keeping everything going. You know, when you were running the mid, you know, I was there, not all the time. I'm not like a heavy nightlife guy at this point in my life, but like, you know, I'd go in if like some locals were playing, if Cruella was playing, if like, you know, something like that was going on, and like, and you were always so inviting, but you're also like, hey man, how's it going? Come on in, you know, and like, you're off to do something else. 'Cause you were the guy in charge. So I love that you've gotten to do all these things, and I love that you have found this kind of great new home in photography too, and I'm excited to see how that continues to develop, man. But it's really, really good stuff. I'm very impressed.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, man. How can people follow you? What are the best channels?
So the best channel right now is just Instagram, just at Fives, P-H-I-V-E-S. Everything else will be coming shortly, since I am kind of revamping the whole back end of basically everything that I'm doing right now. I just want to take everything in a complete 180, if you will. So yeah, find me on Instagram. That's probably the best way, or follow The Imaged on Instagram, and those would be the best channels to do so.
I love it, man. I'm really glad we got to continue the conversation tonight. It's always a joy to talk to you, and I always appreciate the fact that you take time. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcasts. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.